Don't make her talk any more now, St. John, said Diana, as I paused. She is evidently not yet fit for excitement. Come to the sofa and sit down now, Miss Elliot. I gave an involuntary half-start at hearing the alias. I had forgotten my new name. Mr. Rivers, whom nothing seemed to escape, noticed it at once. You said your name was Jane Elliot, he observed.
I did say so, and it is the name by which I think it expedient to be called at present, but it is not my real name, and when I hear it, it sounds strange to me.
Your real name you will not give?
No.
I fear discovery above all things, and whatever disclosure would lead to it, I avoid.
You're quite right, I'm sure, said Diana. Now do, brother, let her be at peace a while.
But when St. John had mused a few moments, he recommenced as imperturbably and with as much acumen as ever. You would not like to be long dependent on our hospitality. You would wish, I see, to dispense as soon as may be with my sister's compassion and, above all, with my charity. I am quite sensible of a distinction drawn, nor do I resent it. It is just. You desire to be independent of us?
I do. I've already said so. Show me how to work, or how to seek work. That is all I now ask. Then let me go, if it be but the meanest cottage. But till then, allow me to stay here. I dread another essay of the horrors of homeless destitution.